Yes, so we are back with part two of the conversation that I had with Tamara. In the previous episode, part one, you could listen to the very open and candid call Tamara and I had about our experiences of living abroad. She in Barcelona and me in Rio. And we had this call when we were both living in these places, I think a few weeks in. So right at the very start of our journeys abroad. And now, 2 months later, we thought it would be nice to have another follow-up call to see how we were doing and how we were settled in a little bit more, or so I thought. So listen to part two of my conversation with Tamara and you'll hear her plot twist. Enjoy! Hey Tamara, we are back in a digital studio. It's been 6 weeks since we last spoke and I didn't see much of you on Instagram for a little while, and all of a sudden I saw an announcement that I was like, what? We need to do a second episode. So I'm really glad that we're speaking again. 6 weeks ago, we spoke about our moves to Barcelona for you and Rio for me. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see what has changed for both of us in these past 6 weeks. So I'm really glad that you are here.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me again.
Yeah. So let's just dive right into it. What has been going on for you in the past 6 weeks and what was your decision?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm back in the Netherlands. So I think that is the biggest change.
Yeah.
What happened over the last weeks? Well, we will dive into the details, obviously. But in short, I think after we spoke, it has like 3 weeks later, I quite spontaneously, at least for people outside of me, decided to move back to the Netherlands. Yeah. So I was not feeling really comfortable where I was living. This whole situation with roommates was not really it for me. And I had really difficulties with finding my routine in that house, but also I think maybe in Barcelona itself. So yeah, there were just some things, but we will dive into that later as well.
Yeah.
So when we spoke, I told you that I was searching for a place for myself, and I had a little bit in my mind, if I have that, everything is gonna change. Mm-hmm. And from all my personal development in the past years, I know if I think those thoughts, something is not quite right, because if everything has to change, it's a bit dangerous, those thoughts, because you bring yourself everywhere, of course.
Yeah.
And the thing is that I was searching for an own apartment or an own studio. And yeah, we talked about it in the previous episode as well, that the prices are really, really high. Mm-hmm. And for me, normally it is like, if I really, really like something a lot, the money normally isn't an issue. Money is more like a communicator to me.
Yeah.
So if I'm thrilled about the situation, or I want to go on a specific trip and I'm like, oh my God, that's so expensive, I'm like, I don't care, I will fix it, I will believe everything is going to fall into pieces. But I felt every time I went to a studio, an apartment, even though it wasn't perfect, it was actually good enough, but I was searching for things like, this is not good enough, this is not good enough, and too expensive and all of that. And then slowly I start to hear this small voice inside of me like, oh, I really want to go home actually, and I miss my family, I miss my safe haven or something. I don't know how to explain that. And I didn't really listen to that voice for like 2-3 weeks, which is not even that long of a time. But one specific day, I was like, oh, this is actually the voice that I should listen to, because all this noise like, you must have another apartment and from then it will be perfect and blah blah blah, or it will at least change, I don't believe in it actually. It's just I want to want it. But that's not really a good thing.
No.
And I was like, you know, let's make it very simple. And because it was a bit of a drama in my mind for a short amount of time, and I tried to make it simple, like, okay, you know, I want to go back anyways, just for like 5 days, for example, or a week. But if I do that and I rent an apartment for 1,500 euros, that feels weird.
Yeah.
And that's like then that apartment is empty and I pay a lot of money for it. So I was like, I will just go back, and if I miss it a lot, I can always make another decision.
Yeah, wow. Okay, so you are back. So, I mean, to me, that decision feels a bit like you're still in between the two countries, perhaps a little bit. So, or is how close is the Barcelona chapter for you right now?
That's very close.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very close. Even though, like, next Wednesday in a week, I will go back to, well, it's not actually Barcelona. I will go back to Lloret de Mar for a bachata festival. So I do fly on Barcelona again. I booked that festival already before I decided to go back to the
Yeah.
Netherlands. I will go with Debbie. You know Debbie as
Yeah,
well,
I know
right?
Debbie. Yeah.
Teacher, or at least my Spanish teacher. So it was more to make the decision easier to say, like, okay, I can always go back if I want to take out the drama of it,
Yeah.
because it was a bit of drama. I mean, like, yeah, you move to another country, and you have, of course, you have hopes, you have expectations, you have
Yeah.
an idea, and it didn't turn out like that. So, and I really wanted to want it.
Yeah.
So yeah, but then I got back. And yeah, that was challenging as well in the beginning, especially the first week. But now I'm landed and my life starts to roll a little bit more here. I have my appointments again. I start to feel better because I was also sick a
I
lot of
remember. Yeah.
times. Yeah. Also, when I got back in the Netherlands, I got sick again 2 times. One of the reasons why I wasn't online on Instagram a lot as well. So yeah, I'm very happy with my decision
Oh,
actually.
good. I'm glad to hear.
Yeah.
Sometimes just taking that decision can already provide so much relief, you know? Like you're done with the drama, decision has been taken. It's just about granting yourself permission to go for what your heart already wants. And it seems
Yeah.
like you've really been able to listen to that. And usually I say if you take a decision and you feel relief afterwards, then it's the right decision. So I
Yeah.
think with you, it seems to be the right one. I mean, would you move abroad again? Like, how do you feel about moving abroad now? Did you find it more, and I know you've lived abroad before as well, before Barcelona. So do you feel like, oh, it was just this time or it was Barcelona and I'm gonna try it again, maybe some other time, some other city? Or is it like, no, living abroad is just really not for me? Like, what is your view on that at the moment?
Yeah. Well, for me, it's open. I won't close the book on moving abroad again. I mean, I know myself and how I am in life. That can change, you know, that like now I am like, I'm happy if I can move back into my own home.
Yeah, because you're
I'm
not
still,
home yet.
no, I'm still between houses at the
Yeah.
moment. So, crashing a little bit with friends and stuff. And I'm very thankful for that's possible. But obviously, I miss my own home right now,
Yeah.
and I'm really happy that I can go back there in 1 week. So, but yeah, for now, I'm like, let's the whole moving thing. Let's leave it now a little bit like how it is. And but who knows in the future? I would see myself doing it again, probably not Barcelona, but even that I don't fully close because
Yeah.
I've been also 2 times to Tenerife. The first time I didn't like it at all, and the second time when I got there, I loved it. So I
Yeah.
know things can change, your perspective can change. So yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is not the sense I get from you, but I know from other people that if they decided to move abroad or to do something or to go after something and they have to come back on their decision, it feels like a failure.
Yeah.
How is that for you?
Yeah, I really don't feel like that actually. I'm really, really proud that I tried it. Maybe with the knowledge that I have now, I can look back, like I went to Barcelona in September to see if I wanted to live there, and I wasn't in love with the city. So maybe I had already some information, you know, but
Yeah.
I really wanted to at least move and There was a dream living in Spain. Well, maybe Barcelona is not Spanish enough. I don't know. You know, it's Catalonia, of course. So I don't know if that's a part of it. No, I don't like maybe somewhere a little bit unconscious, there is some feeling of I didn't make it or something, but I don't, if I really look to myself, is that really what you believe? I'm like, no, I really believe that I'm proud that I at least did it, and I'm also really proud that I kind of fast make the decision. This is not working, because from the past I've how do you say that? Like I stay too long in the situation out of like this being determined, or like now I said I want to do this, now I have to stay, or stories that doesn't make any sense. So I was actually really proud that I, after 3 months, I just said, this is not working. This is just not working. And it is sad because you had an idea, but it's fine.
Yeah, that's really good how you view it. And also this fast decision taking. I mean, we spoke 6 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, you took a decision and you've been back now already for, I forgot how long, but
Topics.
yeah. So yeah, I think it's really good that that fast decision taking, because so many people, and myself included sometimes, like we tend to stay in situations, in countries, in relationships that no longer serve us really, if we're really honest with ourselves. But we fall in love with the potential, or we feel we have to comply with our decisions that we took earlier, or something like that. So actually really being honest with yourself and following up on that, I think it's so admirable. So yeah, well done on taking that decision so fast, because I know it's not always easy.
No, I won't say it was easy. It was very difficult. I cried that day, the whole day, out of relief, actually. So finally, I made a decision. Like, even though I was like only 2, 3 weeks, very carefully thinking about it, maybe I want to go back home. I didn't even really talk about it with my family or friends. I thought I did, but then when I said I'm coming home, everyone was like, "What? You didn't say you were thinking about it." I'm like, oh, I thought I did. So there was still a lot of relief because I was only busy there with being sick, then being better, finding a structure, then finding a new house. Then like there was so much thinking about future. Well, and made it impossible to live in the here and the now there.
And also maybe I wouldn't call it survival, but in a way you're setting up the basic stuff of your life. That's, your health, your routines, your housing. I mean, it takes a lot of energy, and in the beginning that's normal, it's part of it, but if it, it lasts and it lasts, you lose a lot of energy on that kind of stuff, energy that you want to spend on enjoying your life, right? That's why you moved to Barcelona and finding new friends and everything else. So understand.
Everyone there also was telling like or was saying like yeah, but this is normal in Barcelona. Barcelona is a very difficult city to live in because it is, I don't know why, but it has its challenges. Like everyone agreed with me.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Like this because it's also like it is Catalan and it's not really Spanish, and it is more, there is a vibe that is not very, it's not super cheerful. It's a bit, for me, it was like the opposite of Mañana, actually, what I was a bit hoping for. It was much more chaos and fast, and I don't know. But everyone said, like, yeah, you need to take it a lot of time to acclimate here. And I'm like, I don't have that time. Maybe I have because that's a story as well, but I don't want to spend so much time or spill.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, this really surprises me that, so many people said that about Barcelona, and I think sometimes it's worth paying attention to what the mass is saying about something, because there must be some truth to it. Not always, though. But it does surprise me, because I've been one to Barcelona, and I enjoyed the cheerful vibe that I found on the streets, but it wasn't like Latin America, for example, also for me, where I find it much more
What would
relaxing
you,
and
can you tell me more differences?
Sorry, what?
Can you tell me more differences between
Well,
Barcelona and
I
Luxembourg?
was only there for as a tourist for a couple of days, so I did enjoy it, and I think I naturally have a tendency more for Latin America than for Spain, so maybe that's the difference for me already. But I feel like in Latin America, it's a bit more open and more relaxed, and people are just more, let me speak about Rio now, like people are more chatty for sure, and very, very helpful. And there's a sense of peace, even though it's a chaotic city. It just feels super, super relaxing and harmonious here. Despite also all the violence. So maybe that was a different vibe that I was feeling. But it still does surprise me because in my mind, Barcelona was this happy place where so many people moved to and enjoyed life. But yeah, it surprises me that so many people said that, it takes time to feel at home there and to get your life together. And yeah.
Yeah, everyone's, well, not everyone, but like the majority said, like Barcelona, it's not love at first sight, but it will grow on you. It will grow on you. And I did agree with that because like I did appreciate it also more how longer the longer that I stayed and the weather got better. Oh, my God, I've never been so cold a winter long. Also, like I moved to Spain for the weather, for example. It's not normal there to have your heater on all the time. So I was so cold every day, and I'm like, oh, what am I here? Those like small things. And yeah, of course, the weather was amazing outside, and I missed that here. Yeah, sure. Of course, yesterday was the first sunny day when I got there from when I got back. I mean, that's like in 3.5 weeks, the first sunny day. And it wasn't even the half of the day, not the whole day.
I can relate to this.
I don't know. It's just yeah, it has also beautiful things, and I would love to go back there, for example, for a holiday or something. And it's not that I hate Barcelona right now. No, absolutely not. I just think it loses a little bit, I don't know, sense of reality or something. Like, people, what are we doing here? Like, every people I felt a little bit of a poor vibe, like people paying a lot of money to their house or to their room. Most of the people live together. Yeah, I don't know. It's just a vibe, I think. And also the structure, like for example, the bachata started always after 1 o'clock the night, and then I kind of was waiting from, well, let's say I ate my dinner at 7 or 8, sometimes 9, but then I had to wait all that time to go out. And then the day after, I was destroyed again because it was, I didn't get my structure there.
No, I totally understand this. I was just thinking a couple of days ago, like how happy I am here because I'm really a morning person. And while you can also find party, et cetera, in Rio, Rio is also really a morning city. So everyone wakes up early. If I go for a run on the beach at 5:30 in the morning, there are lots of people there. I'm not the only one. People go to work early, to school early, are outside. So it really matches my biorhythm, and I'm so happy with that. It feels like a life hack almost,
Yeah.
because I get really like I want to do my exercise always at the beginning or at the end of my day. And in the Netherlands, in winter, I can never run before work because it gets like light at 9 a.m. and I want to be working at 9. So I only get to do that really in the weekends. But here, you know, I can wake up early. I do that naturally. Go for my run and even start work at 8. So it matches my how I want to live life perfectly. So I'm really happy here.
Yeah, well, I was conflicted all the time because one part of myself wanted to go to the gym around 9 o'clock, but my other part wanted to go to the bachata parties at the night. Well, if you go 1 o'clock the night, to which it's impossible to go to the gym at 9 or to start working at 10 or whatever. So I was constantly fighting with myself if it comes to structure.
That's interesting how you say that. Like, as a coach, I also look at with my coaches at certain parts of themselves. And now that you say it, like Barcelona got you in this internal conflict, I think it's really important that you have a place where most of the parts that exist within you feel comfortable. So, in my case, I feel definitely more comfortable here in Rio than back home because I think it matches more with certain parts of myself. But if you move
Yeah.
to a place where these things get in conflict with each other and you have to fight yourself the entire time, my God, you lose so much energy over it.
Yeah, and definitely. And
Yeah.
how do you do that? Because you just told me before we started the podcast that you are in a new Airbnb right now, so
I
that
am.
means that you moved. I
Yeah.
think, if I'm right, that you already went for a trip.
I did,
So
yeah.
those things are also perfect ingredients to fuck up your rhythm completely.
Yeah, and they did. They did. Because it was carnival and so there was no rhythm, I mean, or no routine. It was just like party all day. I moved Airbnb because I moved to Rio in January, and 3 weeks later, a friend would come to visit me and we would travel. So at first, I was a bit like, oh, that's annoying because then I only get like 3 weeks in a city and then I'm going to start traveling. So I don't really start to feel at home right away. That was a piece of a source of restlessness for a little bit for me, also when I arrived here. But a couple of days later, I already felt like, no, it's fine. I got 3 weeks to sort out and set up my life here, to sort my things out. To find another new place that I want to live in without, you know, committing to something only online. And then I get to travel with a friend and really enjoy the country and rest. And then I get to really boom, go for it. So once I was able to let go of that tiny resistance I still had to this schedule, I felt so much more at peace. And because I was traveling for 2.5 weeks, like you, I also don't want to pay a lot of money for an Airbnb I don't use. So I stored my stuff with a friend and went to visit a place, this place, to see if I liked it. So then I booked it. And now that I'm here, you know, this is always how it goes. I actually find things that aren't really comfortable in this house. So I've booked it till my next trip in April, and then probably I'll move elsewhere again. And it's funny because at home I'm really used to my routine and somewhat, what's the word? Not used, but like I really like having certain things in place because I think my life is already so chaotic. And knowing that I can always rely on my house and knowing that things go my way in my house. And here I don't have that at all. And I don't have a long-term perspective, you know, on a house. And that used to give me a lot of doubts, maybe, or insecurity or restlessness. And I've been really able to lean into it and just enjoy the ride. And this is so new to me. Or I was like this before when I was a lot younger, when I was a student. Now, as a 36-year-old, I like my luxuries, I like my comfort. And
Yeah.
I have been needing to give that up. And I've really surprised myself with being relaxed with it. So I just know, look, I'm here until early April, and then I have to pack my bags again and store them. And it's a bit annoying to do that, but it's okay. And then I'll just find something new. And for example, I really like to have my bedroom really dark. I like to have a certain temperature. Both two things aren't here in this house or this apartment. I'm a really light sleeper, so for me that's also really important. But I've been able to just not get upset about it. It doesn't really annoy me that much. So I've seen a surprising new side of myself, or an old side that has come back again. And knowing that it's just for 6 months is also helpful. So I know I don't need to do this for 1 or 2 years because that I wouldn't be able to do, I think. Also, what I think, I was listening to your story and I thought, oh, what might be helping me is also that the Netherlands is far away. So I just don't go back easily. So it feels less tempting to go back. I have zero temptations so far, but let's say they would come up, it wouldn't be really an option for me. So I've been really able to just see it like, okay, I'm 6 months here and then I'll go back and then who knows where I'll be. And
Yeah.
it's really nice to relax into this. Yeah. But
Yeah.
you asked also about routine and stuff. That is a bit annoying because I like to exercise, but I'm not the most consistent exerciser. I don't know if you use that word, but r with running, yes, because that's my thing already for 2 decades. But with other things, going to the gym, I find it a bit more difficult. Like I really need to feel relaxed to have that routine again. But I've been really kind to myself. And also, as I was traveling and going to Carnival, like, okay, how can I make small decisions that still allow me to have a sense of routine, that still allow me to boost my health? I also got ill after Carnival. I mean, no surprise, because there's so many people on the streets and you party all the time, so your immune system is so low. But then I think, okay, now it's back to healthy eating again. And yeah, I didn't have the work start that I was hoping for because my energy was really low. But what can I do today and how can I support myself in it? And that has been really helpful as well.
Yeah, that's beautiful. To don't go in with the drama, but just
Yeah.
see like what can we do from here. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah,
So,
beautiful.
yeah, but it's been a wild ride so far because when I finally arrived to this Airbnb, I was really like, oh, finally, after 6 weeks of moving around, and it's not even that long, but now I can finally settle in. So, yeah,
Yeah.
that's really nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I will feel that if I go back to my home.
Yes, exactly. Probably as
Yeah.
well. Then you'll be like, oh, finally, that true relief comes then.
Yeah. 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 And I also some people know her. Tineke Zwart is a friend of me. I stay for 1 week in her house. And where I am now is my best friend is also amazing that I can stay here. But of course, I'm living again with another person. So in her
Oh, yeah.
house. I was just completely alone, yeah, with her cats. But yeah, we are both cat lovers, so that's
Yeah.
only a bonus.
Yeah.
And that week, I really needed. And her house is also gorgeous. It's on the water. It's in the
Yeah.
middle of nature, and to instead of the view of the cars and the buses and the motors and the noise.
Yeah.
Which I really got used to it in Barcelona, actually.
Yeah.
But when I was there in Almere in her house and I was looking over the water, I'm like, maybe I'm just not a city girl, you know? Maybe
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
It's and maybe I will be in the future, but for now, I maybe not. And that is completely fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really, yeah, it's really good to know that about yourself. And I also don't consider myself a city girl yet. I live in a pretty big city, noisy, smelly city. I smell so many gas fumes every day, and I'm like, okay, this is going to cost me 2 years of my life, probably. But I am able to just, I don't know, to just let it happen and just to be okay with it. Whereas at home, this would totally annoy me. I'd be like,
Yeah,
oh, I hate, like, I always complain about the school I live in front of, right? In my house in the Netherlands. Right now, I didn't know this. There's another school in my street. I don't know how I do it, but the noise doesn't really bother me here. Like, I've
I
changed
think
something.
it, yeah, and also if you feel like, oh, I really want to be here and I want to make this a success because it feels right, you protect yourself from
Yeah.
complaining about things.
Yeah, and I think it's also because I'm just really happy, so happy to be here, and I can see in all other areas of my life what re this move to Rio has done for me in a very, very good way. That this is just a minor cost that I'm paying.
Yeah,
So I'm
exactly.
happy to pay that cost,
Yeah.
because everything else has been boosted, and I just overall I feel so much happier here that these things don't annoy me really. And maybe that was the case with you, right? Like you weren't feeling that happy, and physically you were feeling bad all the time. So then those things become an extra load that you need to carry.
Yeah, exactly. And like I've got like 7 times sick in the last 4 months, so that is
Yeah.
that's tough. And in one point I always like I do believe in some spiritual things, but at the end of the day, I'm very with my feet on the ground. But
Yeah.
I did ask myself in one point, like, okay, I'm constantly sick here. Maybe it does say something, you know,
Yeah.
like it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it is mostly stress that got me so ill all the time because I felt. Like you said before, a little bit in sort of survival mode.
Yeah.
So I think I got sick a little bit. I got sick about from that. But yeah, routine and maybe also a bit lonely actually. Yeah,
Yeah.
because I live with roommates this time. I learned about myself also a lot in that time. It's really also very good. You know, I learned a lot of lessons this last in the 3 months that I was in Barcelona. And I at that moment I did not know what the lessons were, but now when I am home, or at least back in the Netherlands, I start to understand. And that is interesting, and that is interesting. And at the end of the day, it really brought me something.
I was actually just about to ask you, what is the biggest lesson or takeaway from your time in Barcelona? So share it, please, with us what you were learning about yourself.
Oh, there are so many. I don't think there's one big lesson. I do think one of the big lessons is like, okay, if you can feel this silent voice in your head, like I actually want to do this, then most of the time that is what you actually want to do. And it's, yeah, and it can be completely different from the whole idea that you had in your mind. Like, I want to go to Barcelona. I want to live there for the rest of my life, maybe. That was kind of the idea. Like, I didn't had 6 months hardcore. Yeah? The idea was to stay there as long as possible. So there was not a real time frame. I don't know if that's a lesson, but I would say maybe a next time, let's just go first for 3 months or for 6 months. But I don't know, actually. If it really feels good, I can make a total different decision. I don't know. But what I learned more is I am a very housey, homey person. And I think there was a bit of shame around that. Like, you should be like, and that's maybe weird because in this era where we live in, our generation, most of the people are too busy, you know, like they do too much, they hang out too much, they have too much things on their plate. They want to be useful all the time. I worked on that the last years to be not that busy. But I'm like not busy at all. So, from I went in the past, I went a lot of times from 0 to 100, and in one point I went from 100 to 0. And it's a lesson I learned, but it's a lesson in progress. So my lesson right now is how I can balance that. I like to be a homey person and to be housey and to be just. I like also to stay alone a lot.
Me too.
And I always thought I want to be around people as much as I can. That is where the magic happens. There is where the joy is. But for me, it's like it has to be a good balance. Like, I like to be around people, but I really, really, really like to be on my own as well.
That's a good lesson that you can take with you for the rest of your life. Whenever you're going to move somewhere, it's about finding that balance then.
Yeah. Which is always the case, obviously.
Very true. I also recognize it a lot. Like, I enjoy being with people, but I love being by myself, and I have to be careful that I'm not home alone all the time. Also because I like to work a lot, I lose myself sometimes in the things that I want to do. And I think this has also been my, I wouldn't say my biggest lesson yet, but at least a takeaway that I've found in the last couple of weeks. Like, oh yeah, I still work as much as I did in the Netherlands, and maybe even more. And now I live in this beautiful city, even closer to the beach, and only once a week I actually go to the beach. And if I don't watch out, I just spend like the entire day here from 8 till 6 or longer, just working, working, working.
Yeah.
And that I really sometimes have to force myself, like, okay, Amanda, or other people force me a little bit, like, come on, let's go to the beach. You need to come here. Let's go work together. So that is something that I found, like, oh yeah, even though I moved to a city where everything is so much more outside and life just happens outside, I still stay inside a lot. So I need to be careful that, you know, the balance doesn't go to one side only. I need to make some effort to find a balance.
Yeah, and also, like, if it is working for you, like, within that balance, and you like to be inside and working a lot, it's not a problem on itself. It's only a problem
No.
if it causes you a problem, like.
Yeah, exactly. But it doesn't feel as a problem. But the moment I go out of that routine and I do spend more time with people or outside, I notice a difference right away. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is also possible. So with
Yeah.
Carnival, I'm not an extrovert, but with Carnival, like you have to be because there are just so many people. And beforehand, I was like, oh my God, like I go to bed early. I'm a grandma inside from the inside. And now I was going to party 5 days, like from 8, 9 p.m. a.m. till midnight or something. And I was like, how am I going to do that? But the moment I let go of that resistance and I was into it, I was like, oh yeah, this is fun. And I really felt in the moment and just enjoying myself so much and meeting so many wonderful people that I'm like, oh yeah, this is the other side. And sometimes I have to remind myself of how good it is for me to also experience that.
I completely relate to that. Like, I'm not someone that goes to bed early, super, super early, but I do feel like, I don't know if it's age or that it's just a new phase of my life, but I do like to have a little bit more structure in my days. And I just told also another friend of me, because one of the reasons that I moved to Barcelona was obviously the bachata, but it's a bit weird because I lived in the middle of the bachata. I do have to say the bachata vibe in Barcelona, it was a bit different from what I'm used to in festivals or in Amsterdam. And I do think the community in Amsterdam is a bit more open. So in Barcelona, it's a bit more closed. But living in the middle of the bachata, it kind of took out a little bit the motivation. I did go like 1, 2, 3 times per week if I was feeling fit. But now I'm back in the Netherlands and I don't have the opportunity to go every day. I feel much more happiness around the bachata
Oh
again.
yeah.
And that's, I don't know, maybe it's super normal, but I think I like that more to think about bachata like, oh, it's my passion, it's my hobby, I cannot wait to dance again, than to just live in the middle of it and then it becomes normal right
Yeah,
away.
that's the thing. It
Yeah.
becomes normal. Yeah. So it sounds like you really took the right decision. I'm really happy for you also that you followed up on it and now you just need to wait till you can go back to your apartment and really settle in and feel the full relief.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to share with people who are hearing that little voice also of something that maybe they don't want anymore? What can they do to help take that decision faster for them as well?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, I think it's very, very important to understand that it's not a failure if you make another decision than what you said in the first place. Because even though it didn't felt like a failure for me, people did ask me all the time, does it feel like a failure? Does it feel like a failure? And I'm like, yeah,
Oh, and I was one
continue.
of them.
I will, because I really didn't feel like a failure. It was more like, yeah, what now? That was a bit the feeling that, like, okay, back to the Netherlands, then what? Because that was empty. I didn't really thought about that scenario. So that would maybe be an advice as well. Like, okay, how would the scenario look like if you would make another decision? I think for me, what really helped me is, it was already when I got back actually, but try to not think yourself out of your decision. We are very tend to like, what are the pros? What are the cons? Very rational, but try to look at your thoughts. So take a little bit distance from the situation and try to look at your thoughts and the emotions, what it brings to you. And if you, that was my case, for me, I felt relief and peace with the decision. Like if I go home, I just is like, oh, I just can leave it all what it is. And I felt the most peace with that decision. So you're not a failure. Try to look at your thoughts and also maybe you can always make the decision back again. So not definitely, like it's not definite with whatever you decide.
Good tips. I really like them, especially also that looking at your thoughts and emotions part to not get sucked into the drama, but to really see the drama from a little bit of distance and brings you a lot more clarity, I think.
Yeah, in all honesty, I did went in the
Of
drama,
course, we all
like
have to go through it. And
yes.
then, yeah, at some point you're like, okay, this doesn't serve me. So what else can I do? Yeah. I think the more you practice it, the easier it becomes also. But I think we all go through drama at some point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tamara, it was so nice speaking with you again and catching up and hearing your story. And I loved how open you are about, yeah, this turnaround. I think it's really, I'm sure it's going to inspire other people and to know, okay, oh, I'm not the only one not feeling very happy with my decision. And what can I do now? I think it's going to be really inspiring for them to hear how you've dealt with it and what decision you took. So thank you for sharing.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me again. Yeah, thank
Yeah.
you.
And maybe we'll speak each other with each other again in a year or so when you do decide to go back or to another country, and we'll
Yeah,
have a
we
part
will.
three.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And hey, do you just like Tamara find yourself in a situation abroad that doesn't really make you happy? Or maybe it makes you even miserable and wanting to just quit and go back to your home country? You now know you are not alone. And you also don't have to go through it alone. I offer one-to-one coaching for expats who aren't feeling as happy and as fulfilled as they hope to be abroad. And in my coaching, we really do a deep dive into you. Who are you as a person? What patterns did you bring with you abroad? And what are your triggers? What are you responding to? What isn't making you this happy? And if you want to live that global life that you feel truly happy in, know that you can always schedule a free discovery call. I will provide you with a listening ear, which is often already very relieving to most people on the call. I will share some practical tips if I see any for you or some mindset shifts that you can make. And I will also share how exactly I work, how coaching with me looks, so you have a better understanding if this is something for you or not. And if you want to schedule this free 45-minute discovery call, just go to the show notes and follow the link. Maybe see you on the call, and I wish you a good day wherever you are.